Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we adore you this morning. We bless you this morning. Moko shabaka de ekuraba aneke u shabaka. Ooh, y'all keep praying because my computer is giving me a little problem this morning. Just keep praying. Praying that it'll straighten out. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we just bless and honor you this morning. We give you praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Oh, we call on the name of the Most High God. We call on your mighty name this morning, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you are Lord. We thank you for what you're doing right now on our behalf. We thank you, Lord God, that you never forget us. You're always keeping us in your holy thoughts. We appreciate you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just honor your presence like never before. Oh, we adore you today, Lord God. We say, have your way like never before. Oh, we thank you this morning. You say, where two or more gathered in your name, you're in the midst. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing the computer back to focus, oh God. Oh, we bind the hand that try to come against. I'm sorry, someone had their, would you put your phone on mute, please? I can hear a dog barking in the background. I appreciate it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing on Bible Storyland this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we sing praises to our King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you glory. Well, good morning, and welcome to Bible Storyland this morning. Today is Senior Citizens Day, and we are honoring our seniors. I thank God that yesterday we celebrated another birthday for our nation. Happy Independence Day, and we are praying for revival in our nation. Father God, we thank you for our great nation. Oh, Father God, America. And, Lord, we started out as one nation under God. But, Lord, somewhere along the way, we have gotten off track. So we pray for national revival, Father God. We pray for the great sleeping giant, the church. Oh, God, the church of in America, oh, God, the church in the every continent, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, but particularly in America, oh, God, that we who are sleeping will wake up, oh, God. Oh, God, I pray that America, oh, God, the church, oh, God, will wake up to righteousness and holiness in every denomination, oh, God. In every body of believers, that we would no longer slumber, oh God, but we would call on your name for America, Lord God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke every territorial demon that comes into our cities, into our states, oh God, to rule over, oh God, to try to moku shebaka, bring up laws and that are not according to your will. Forgive us, oh God, when we sleep and slumber and don't get up. I pray that we will begin to unify under the blood-stained banner of the cross of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, that we will preach the gospel of the kingdom clearly and boldly. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, in every highway and every byway in our nation, that nobody, Lord God, would be left out, that every person in our nation, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, will begin to know that you are Lord and that you are Lord over our lives. In the name of Jesus, Moko Shabakade, I bind the hand of the enemy that's coming against the computer this morning. Oh, God, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would take control this morning like never before. Oh, we thank you this morning for what you're doing on our behalf. I thank you for straightening out everything concerning us, oh, God. Oh, Moko Shay, we bind up phone voids, computer problems, all problems, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, that would try to take control of the computer, anything that is the phone lines, in Jesus' name. I pray that we would not only stand up and speak up, but we would begin to reap a harvest, oh God, in our nation, bringing multitudes to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. May the revival of the saints' soul be also encompassing that it affects the spiritual complexion of our entire nation and influences our politics, our economy, our media, and our entire society. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that we serve a holy God, And we thank you, Father God, that you are Lord over us. So we thank you, oh God, for a celebration of another Independence Day. Oh, Father God, we pray that your people will remain independent in you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be able, Father God, to continually have Bibles in our homes and on our jobs. We will be able to stand on the corners and preach the word of God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your people will begin to tear down wicked kingdoms in this world, oh, God, wickedness. It's trying, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to come against your people. So, Father, I thank you, oh, God, that we'll win every battle because of you in Jesus' name. Well, I thank the Lord this morning for his word. You know God honors his word above his name, and so do we. We are thanking God for his word. Psalms 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, because of thine enemies, thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, when we consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and thou hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of the hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. We thank God for divine excellencies. You know, God is a great God, and we're serving a great God today. He is mighty in the heavens. He is mighty in the earth. Oh, yes, he is. He has ruled over us. In the name of Jesus and Father, I pray that we would continually be your obedient servants. In the name of Jesus and Father, I thank you today, oh God, for covering. We cover our mind. We cover our thoughts with the blood of Jesus. We cover our doorposts and our possessions with the blood of Jesus. We cover the devil through the blood of We overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiplied grace and peace. We are made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood. Our conscience is purged from dead works to serve the living God through the blood of Jesus. We eat the body and we drink the blood of Jesus. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus. We are redeemed from the power of evil. We rebuke all spirits of torment and fear because we have peace through the blood of Jesus. We receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus. We receive healing through the blood of Jesus. We receive abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus. We receive deliverance through the blood of Jesus. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus bears witness to our deliverance and salvation. Oh, Father, we thank you today for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all of our sins. Jesus resists unto blood, and his blood gives us victory. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus. We break the power of sin and iniquity in our lives through the blood of Jesus. Our heart is sprinkled and purified with the blood of Jesus from an evil conscience. We rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. We command all our accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of slander and accusation through the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. We release the voice of the blood against demons and evil spirits that would accuse and condemn us. We thank God for the blood of Jesus, that powerful blood. We thank God that the blood of Jesus is powerful. Oh, yes, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against Satan. The blood cleanses us. The blood strengthens us. We thank God for the blood today. Well, we serve an awesome God. He is magnificent, powerful, and loving. There's nobody like our God. He has great plans for us even before we were born. Father God knows the end of our lives from the beginning. Let's praise our God and give him glory this morning. We are so excited this morning for our abundant lives that God has given us as senior citizens. Oh, we're giving him glory and praise for the abundant life he's given us. Let's praise the Lord in song this morning. We have with us all the way from Paducah, Kentucky, Minister Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord, thanking him every day for abundant life.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we did visit Jacksonville. We left on Sunday right after church, drove to Atlanta and spent the night, and then we came on to Jacksonville on Monday. Our trip was short, but we still had a nice time. We did bring five children with us. We went to the beach, went to Joe's Crab Shack. We just had a good time. I'm sorry we didn't have a chance to see you. We were really planning to do that, but two of them were really, really homesick, so we had to come on back.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't get to see you either, but we know that God has a plan, so I thank God that you all were able to come on this vacation and enjoy yourself.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We had a chance to see Jackie, so that was good, too.
Yes. Nothing like family.
That's right. Well, this morning I'm going to sing, Oh, How I Love Jesus.
Amen.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing it to worth. Oh, it sounds like music in mine ear. The because he first me.
Oh, hallelujah. That's one of my favorite songs. As a teenager, I learned that song. Oh, how I love Jesus. Yes, because he first loved us. Jesus loved us so much that he was willing to go on the cross. He was willing to go on the cross for you and for me. He knew that we would sin and that we would need a Savior. So he went on that cross. But thank God, God raised him up the third day. Thank you so much, Minister Donna Hawkins. Beautiful. Love it, love it, love it, love it. All right.
God bless
well,
you, Minister.
I'm sorry.
God bless you, Minister. God bless you, Minister G. We love you, and we thank
God bless you. And love you, too. All righty. Well, Jackie was on. I don't see her again, Jackie. Let me see. I don't see her number on here right now. She hung up. She'll be back. But anyway, I thank the Lord for each of you. Okay, there she is. All right. Hold on. Jackie's here. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? That's Minister Donald's cousin, Jackie.
Okay, I understand. Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning. I heard my cousin singing. Yeah, wasn't that beautiful? Oh, how I love
it. Yes, it was nice. It was nice. I was going to sing with Mr. Harry, but he had to go back to the bathroom, poor thing. So he wanted to sing, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. He sung that real well. I should have gone back upstairs with him, but I had other people to see. Okay, so can I sing a little later, or you have to sing now?
You want to sing later? Okay.
Okay, I can sing because I wanted to sing. Rev wanted to sing on the radio today.
All right,
Reverend
Huggins.
Uh-huh. You want me to sing one now, to sing one with him later?
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Okay, let me sing my little song I love to sing, my little people like for me to sing. Okay. As I make my way back, I can see that little old church just sitting by the red road track. It's just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace and talking about a good time. Oh, yeah. We used to have a good time. Somebody would pitch a tent in an open field. And folks would come for miles and miles, just traveling over rocks and rills. It's just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace and talking about a good time. Oh, yeah, we used to have a good time. And as I make my way back, I can see that little old church just sitting by the red road tracks. Just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace and talking about a good time. Oh, yeah, we used to have a good time. Amen.
Woo, amen. I can remember those good times when I was growing up, going to church and doing different activities. That was awesome, Jackie. Thank you. You there, Jackie? Okay, she must have went back on
mute. Yes, I'm here. I was talking to Miss Josephine. I didn't want to disturb you.
Okay, but thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I'll see you later.
Yes, talk about the little old church. I remember going to a little church in Ohio where I was baptized at 16 years old. I will never forget that night. It was an awesome time. It was a little old church. Boy, it was cold in October. It was cold. But I thank God that for that little old church. I don't know how many of y'all went to a little old church, but I thank God that he allowed me to go in that little old church and be taught about him. So I praise the Lord. You know, his grace is amazing, like she's saying. Well, next we have with us, someone from New Orleans, Louisiana, on with us, my prayer partner. Every Tuesday night, this woman of God is faithful to come on with us. We have a prayer line for our children. We pray for the children on Tuesday night. So she comes on faithfully every Tuesday night, and I thank God for her. Her name is Minister Vivian George. Good morning. And she has a radio show, too, Blog Talk Radio Show, God's Favorite. She ministered to prisoners as well. So we're, you know, on the battlefield for the Lord. Good morning, Minister Vivian. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning? God bless.
God bless you, too. Can you tell us the number to contact you on the radio show?
Yes, 1-719-1714. Wait, let me get it right here.
Okay.
Lord have mercy. It's okay. It's 1-714-409-0578. 1-714-409-0578.
Okay. And that's God's Favorite. You come on Sunday night at
night for 7 p.m.
7 p.m., that is Central Standard Time.
Yes.
Okay, that's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, Vivian George, what you going to sing this morning, Sister Vivian?
And Let It Breathe On Me.
All right, Let It Breathe On Me. Go right ahead.
Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord now breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord now breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord now breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Holy Spirit, now breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord now breathe on me. While I'm working in, Lord, in your vineyard, here, Lord, I do not, if thou art near. Oh, come, blessed Lord, just so close to me, that I may feel your breath breathe on me. When the pathway, Lord, I cannot see, when the way is dark, Lord, breathe on me. Give me grace to know when thou art near. Oh, I pray thee, Lord, breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord now breathe on me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you what, we had some good singing this morning. Minister Donna Hawkins, Oh How We Love Jesus. Jackie Travis, about the Little Church, Amazing Grace. And Minister Vivian George, Let It Breathe On Me. You know, we can't live without God's breath breathing on us. We need that Zoe life that he breathes on us. So I thank God for that song. breathe on me. Yes, we need his breath on us daily. Yes, we do. Well, thank you, Minister Vivian George. Awesome song. I love it. All right, next we have Houston in the house. Sister Karen Artell. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning, Carita.
All right, we got two, more than one Houston in the house, but right now we got Karen Artell. What are you going to play for us this morning?
God Bless America.
All right, how you feeling? Did you celebrate yesterday, Karen?
Yes, I did.
What'd you do?
I went to the parade with my little niece and my mom, and then we all went up to my brother's in the afternoon.
Amen, amen.
And we had barbecue over at Luther's.
Wow, I know it was good. Well, our heart goes out to Karen. She lost a brother a week or so ago, so we're asking, Lord, to comfort the family, strengthen the family. And, Father, we just thank you that you are the comfort of all comforts. We thank you for strengthening every family member. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to provide for all of their needs, your riches and glory. Give them strength, oh God, for the journey ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm ready for God Bless America. I love that song.
All right.
God bless America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. Stand beside America, oh God. Oh, thank you, Karen. That was a great song to choose for today after we had Independence Day on yesterday. I love that. Girl, you can play that piano. I just love to hear it. It's awesome. Thank God for you. Bless you. All right, moving right along. We have Minister Stacy with us. I don't know if the girls are on today. Maybe they ate a lot of barbecue and swimming yesterday or whatever. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Sister G?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Man,
how are you
doing?
Your
good. Ma'am? I'm doing good. The other week I was in the hospital. Lord brought me out.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about that.
Yeah.
Are you feeling better?
Yes, ma'am. I got victory in Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm glad you're doing much better.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. So the girls singing with you today?
No, ma'am. They're still sleeping.
I don't blame them. They're on vacation.
Yeah, they had a full...
Huh?
I said they had a full day of barbecue, and then they did fireworks. They enjoyed themselves.
Y'all had any watermelon?
Yeah, they had watermelon.
That's good. I did have a little myself yesterday. It was good. What are you going to sing today, Minister Stacy?
Victorious. We are victorious.
Oh, we are victorious. Okay.
Amen.
All right, go right ahead.
Amen. About Donna McClurkin, we are victorious. Nothing can stop us. We are victorious.
All right.
We are victorious. 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 Hallelujah. We are victorious. We are victorious. Nothing can stop us now. We are victorious. Hallelujah. We are victorious. We are victorious. Yes, we are. We are victorious. We are victorious. Nothing can stop us now. We are victorious. Nothing can stop us now. We are victorious. We are victorious. We are victorious. Hallelujah. We are victorious. We are victorious. Do you believe it? We are victorious. We are victorious. Hallelujah. We are victorious. We are victorious. Hallelujah. We are victorious. Nothing can stop us now. We are victorious. Hallelujah. We are victorious. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. It's victory to you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. We are victorious in Jesus. Our seniors are victorious. Our families are victorious. Thank you, Minister Stacy. You know, it was one day this past week I thought about you and the girls, and that song that I love was in my spirit. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
And I just kept singing it over and over, and I started praying for you and your family. So I thank God for you. He put that song in my spirit. Well, moving right along this morning, I thank God for each of you that have participated thus far. We have a royal treat for you all this morning. But as I read the word of God, you know, I'm reminded of how we are victorious in Jesus. Psalm 71 says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness. And cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O God, Oh, my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and the cruel man. For thou art our hope, O God, O Lord God. Thou art our trust from our youth, but by thee have we been upholden from the womb. Thou art he that took us out of our mother's bowels. Our praise shall be continually of thee. We are as a wonder unto many, but thou art our strong refuge. Let our mouth be filled with praise and with honor all the day long. Cast us not off in the time of old age. Take us not when our strength faileth. So I thank God for the word this morning that he's with senior citizens. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. You know, God is our hope, and we have to continually trust in him. He is our strength, our habitation, our rock, and our fortress. So he carefully placed us in our mother's belly. He watched over us. Even until now, in our old age, he has watched over us. He cares for us. God is ageless and timeless. Not only does he take care of us now, but he took care of us as we grew up. He's great, he's great, he's great, he's great. And he took care of our great, 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 great grandparents when they were old age as well. So I thank the Lord that he is faithful. He don't forget us no matter what ages we are. Well, we have an awesome guest with us this morning. Our guest speaker this morning, along with her husband, is the founder of All for Him Ministries in Channelview, Texas. And, you know, I was so impressed with her. A friend called and said, listen, I have this friend I want you to talk to on the phone. So I found out that she and her husband have a prison ministry, and they send correspondence course to prisoners. So I asked her if she would send it to me, and she did. She sent me so much information. And then their ministry is called All for Him. And their mission, they have three missions. One, to love God, to love one another, and to make disciples. And I tell you what, I am so impressed by that ministry. I thank God for her, for her husband, and all that they do for the body of Christ. Good morning, Minister Jeannie Ogerman. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G, and thank you very much for having us online today.
Amen. We're so happy that you joined us. Let God have his way.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, I'm just so grateful that Sister G has given my husband and I this opportunity to share more about him, because that's why we're here. God is so great. Sister G said it earlier that he has come and given us abundant life. And that's what we're about, is about sharing God's love with each other and with others, so that everyone can have abundant life through Jesus Christ. Today the message is called, What Season Is It? When Sister G told me that today was Senior Citizens Day, it actually blessed my heart, because I have been blessed through my life to always have elders close and near and dear to me. When I was a young girl, I grew up with three of my great-grandparents still alive, which is a very rare thing these days for most young people. So I was blessed to grow up with them, speaking life to me and giving their wisdom. And so it's been a blessing to me when I was younger. And today, since we're speaking to senior citizens, I hope to bless you from a younger generation speaking up to my elders. When the word talks about what season is it, there are many different seasons that the Lord has told us about in Ecclesiastes. And the first season I want to talk about is found in John 10:10, where Jesus tells the disciples that the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but that I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. You see, Jesus came not just so that we could go to heaven, which we are grateful for our salvation, but he also came for us to live life abundantly through him here on earth before we get to heaven. And that is a fantastic thing. in Isaiah 61:1, which is our core scripture at All for Him Ministries, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. You see, as each of our seniors go forth, sometimes, you know, they're done with their parenting age. Many times they're done with their working age. And they're like, Lord, why am I still here on this earth? You know why you're here? Because with Jesus Christ living inside of you, He has anointed you to bring good tidings to those that are poor in spirit. And He has sent you to heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and to the opening of prisons to those that are bound. He wants you to set people free through your life in Jesus Christ. And that is just a wonderful opportunity and blessing that He has bestowed upon you to give you many years that you may sow into His kingdom. It is also a time to teach. The Word says in Hosea 4:6 that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And there are many young people that are growing up that don't have immediate seniors in their lives. Maybe their great-grandparents have gone on, and for some of them, even their grandparents. But in Titus 2, the Lord tells us in verses 1, I'm starting in verse 1, and I'm reading through the NIV, you must teach what is in accord with sound doctrine, to teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love and endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderous or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good, when they can train the younger women to love their husbands and their children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled in everything. Set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. It is also a season to testify. The Word tells us in Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives unto death. I'm so grateful that earlier there were so many songs about the blood of Jesus. I grew up with great hymns of the gospel where we sang about the blood, and I am just so grateful for that heritage that the Lord has given us. And when our older people in your season, when it's time to testify, the Word tells us in Titus 3, starting chapter and verse 1 and through verse 7, remind the people to be subject to the rulers and authority, to be obedient, and to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, and to be peaceable and considerate, and to show true humility toward all men. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things that we have done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out onto us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. When our elders stand up and share what God has brought them out of, and sometimes what God protected them from because of the hedge of protection that God placed on their life, it is a blessing to those of us that are younger, so that we know that when we encounter trials and tribulations in this life, that we too can make it through because you have overcome by the blood of the Lamb. And that is such a wonderful thing when you stand up and you share all that God has already done in your life to give those of us that are younger hope to carry on. It is also a season to disciple. When Jesus, before he left to go back to heaven, after he had already risen from the dead, he gave instructions. And he said in Matthew 28:19-20, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach these new disciples to obey all the commands that I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. So as we move forward in our lives and we know that there are seasons, this is one thing that God has given us that we are to do until his return. We are to build disciples, to teach others about how to live a life of Christ, because it is time to build up the kingdom of God. In reflection, we know that it is time for us to live our abundant life in Jesus Christ. We know that it is time to teach, and we know that it is time to testify, and it is definitely time to make disciples. In closing, I would like to read Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 through verse 8. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. I am so grateful that today it is time for the kingdom of God and for those of us who love him to build his kingdom by making disciples, loving one another, and loving God first and foremost in our lives. Thank you so much, Sister G, for having me today.
Amen. Well, I thank you for accepting the invitation. Oh, my God, it is a time. So, seniors, if you don't know what to do, just thank Minister Ogeman for that great message. She said there's a time for everything. Just because your children are gone, you know, and you are retired, that don't mean you can sit and be a couch potato or watch TV. It's a time to teach, a time to testify, a time to, and a season to disciple. It's a time to move forward in God and even bring forth the word. And, you know, she talked about in Ecclesiastes, it's a time for this and a time for that. Read it. Ecclesiastes 3. So, Minister Jeannie Ogeman, that was awesome message for our senior citizens. We need that. We need motivation. You know, sometimes God be trying to get us to get up off the couch, turn the TV off, and do other things. But, you know, we go like, oh, woe is me. No, this is your season. This is your time to move forward in God, a time to do the things that God is calling you to do when you couldn't do them when you were raising your family. You couldn't do them before you retired because you were busy doing other things for the Lord. Now that you got all that out the way, he's time, he's right now teaching us what season it is. And it is a great season for us as seniors to tell other people about the Lord. I was so blessed a week or so ago. I met a woman. I had to go to a meeting, and I met this woman of God, and the Spirit of the Lord said for me to go and pray for her. And she was not quite elderly, but, you know, she was probably in her 50s. And I went to pray for her, and she wanted my phone number, and I thanked her for allowing me to pray for her, and she thanked me. And yesterday I went to pray for an elderly woman the Lord directed me to, and she said, no, thank you. So it just depends, you know. I thank the Lord that we have seniors out here on the battlefield for the Lord. You know, I'm looking for Miss Ludell. I don't see a number on here yet. But anyway, Ms. Ludell, if you're on, press 1. Many of us are seniors. We have Mariba. She's a senior. We have Minister Vivian. She's a senior. And I'm a senior. So, you know, I thank the Father for what he's doing in our lives. He's allowing us to live long lives. So I thank the Lord for you all. We have Sister Nancy on here. Her mother's a senior. Her mother's in her 80s. So, you know, I thank the Lord. He's allowing us to live long, fruitful lives so that we can do work for him. Now, you know, it is salvation time. Anybody who is not saved, press 1. Anyone on here who is not saved, press 1. Well, looks like everybody's saved that's on here. I thank the Lord for each of you this morning. I thank God for, you know, the people he sent on this morning. So I thank God for salvation that, you know, he said at one time he winked at ignorance, but now he's calling all men to repent and be saved. Call on the name of Jesus. He said if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and that we believe that he raised him up on the third day, we shall be saved. Well, we have Jackie back on here. I think maybe she's ready to sing that other song she was going to sing. Good morning, Minister Jackie, again. How are you?
Jackie. Okay, I got Ray up here now. I'm over to his place.
All right,
he's
what's
ready to say?
The Lord will make a way somehow. That's all I don't can remember.
That's all you can remember?
That's all I can remember.
No. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
Thank God that He brought us up out the muck and the mire of life. Yes, he did. God don't want us slipping and sliding in the mud. And you know what Psalms 40 says? This is one of my favorite scriptures. I waited patiently for the Lord. We got to wait on God. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock. He established my going, and he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us ward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. So I tell you, the word of God is awesome. So those of us who are waiting for our family members to be saved, wait patiently on the Lord. It shall be. It shall happen. God's word is true. It's testimony time. Press 1 if you have a testimony to share this morning. I know Brother David got one. He on there. Hey, Brother David, where that testimony? We looking for it. He ain't pressed one yet, but he's coming.
I have a testimony this morning.
All right, Jackie.
I appreciate it. I was at the Cathedral Towers last night watching the fireworks, as I do every year. And while I was there, I was going to wait on my daughter. I'm in the parking lot. You know where that's at, across the street. So
yeah.
While I was trying to, I said, something told me, just go on in the building. So I went on in the building because I was going to wait on my daughter because they was on the way. I went on in the building. Thank God. It's coming around. We said, Miss Rubio, I think that's coming to our building. So we went downstairs to see what it was. In the meantime, the lady said, Miss Jackie, they're bleeding on your car. Who's bleeding on my car? I go outside. I don't know if they stabbed the guy or shot the guy because the fireworks was going off. We couldn't hear any gunshots, you know.
Yeah.
So he was bleeding all on the side of my car. And I just thank God. And then they had to get him in the rescue and everything and all. And I was saying to myself, Lord, I thank you, because I was going to be sitting out there in that car waiting on my daughter. And I was just thanking the Lord how he protects me and he covers me so many times. I thank him, Lord. Because I could have been out there in that car. Whatever happened, the stabbing or the shooting, I could have been involved in that. Because I know I would have tried to stop him. Because he was right on my car. He rolled down my car several times, they said. He almost broke my window, but he had blood all over my car and everything. And I went outside, and the girl said, Miss Jack, we was looking for you, because we didn't know we didn't know where you were at, and I was in the back. I said, Jesus, I thank you for just covering me. It's just good to know that the Lord has you covered, and you don't even realize it.
Yeah,
because
man.
If I had to listen to that all still voice that was telling me to go inside that building, I would have been out there in that car. I thank him, because I could have been dead, too, with the man. He died. But I could have been dead with him, and I thank God for covering me.
My God.
I thank him so much. So I thank him today for being alive. I thank him for giving me the understanding to know when I hear his voice. And thank God that Reverend Huggins tells me that all the time. He said, that's not the little small voice that you're hearing. It's the Lord telling you things. And you need to listen to it. We were just talking about that last week. And
yeah.
I'm glad that I was thinking, and I'm glad he told me to listen to that voice and obey that voice. Jesus.
Ooh, yes, indeed. I thank God. And you know what? We got to continually listen to God's voice and obey him, just like Pastor Huggins told you. I thank God. You know what? He is our refuge, and he is our protector. The enemy's running rampant, trying to kill, steal, destroy us. But God is our shepherd, and he is our mighty protector. So I thank God that he protected you, and I pray protection upon you, asking that he will continually protect all of us and our families. Thank you so much, Jackie, for sharing that. I'm so sorry about the death that happened in Jacksonville last night of that man on your car. But I just plead the blood of Jesus all over your car, that he will remove whatever was put on your car with that blood. I remove it in the name of Jesus. So we just
thank you.
Amen. Well, we have another testimony. Is that you, Mariba? Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I just want to thank God that he saw us traveling from Carrollton, Texas, all the way to New Orleans. I just thank God. We saw a wreck, and the car was, it had several ambulances, and it had to be a, most likely a family, and the car looked like something just twisted like he would do a dish towel.
Ooh.
But I know God is faithful for the bereaved family, and I just thank God that it could have been us, you know. So
yeah.
I just give God thanks that he said he gave us traveling grace. Amen.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My God. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mariba. I appreciate it. So much going on. You know, the devil is running rampant. Yes, he is. So
yes,
we got to be covered with the blood of Jesus. It is, the blood of Jesus is powerful. We got to be under his covering. He is our shepherd and our protector. So I'm just thanking God for all that he's doing on our behalf. Any more testimony? Got time for a quick testimony. Brother David, you ain't answer me this morning. You must be busy. We bless the Lord for you being on with us. Thank God for you. Any more testimony? Well?
Yes. G?
Yes?
Good morning.
Good morning, Minister.
Amen. I just want to share my testimony. Even while I was, anyway, my testimony about how God brought me out. I could have died. My pastor said it was two people that she knew, that one lady that passed and had a seizure and died. And I had one. I wasn't there at Wednesday for service. They didn't know why I wasn't there. And God used to pick up people and bring them to church. And then when I finally got to her, that's what she told me. Somebody else she had, no, they had a seizure the same night. And they didn't make it. And I made it. And then in the midst of me being in the hospital, you know, I'm a diabetic too, they wasn't giving me any of my diabetic medicine. They said all my blood work and everything was good. You know what I'm saying? Everything looked fine. They didn't give me any medicine. I took some for my, but anywho. And then God is healing my relationships and our families. You know, God is doing that. God is turning things around. And I just want to thank God for that. So I just bless his name. So God is good. God is good. God
yes,
is
he good. Is. Thank God for those testimonies. Three awesome testimonies. I thank God that he is our protector, and he provides us, and he keeps us under the shadow of his almighty wings. Sometimes trouble is lurking. We don't even know about it. Something will say. You know, people say something will say, but it is God who's saying, don't go that way. Go this way. Don't leave now. Sometimes you wonder, you need to be at some place at a certain time, and you wonder why you can't get there at that time, because God is in them. He is in the works, and he's stopping some things that could happen to you. So I thank the Lord. Let's not panic, but let's trust in the name of our Lord. He's good to us. He's a mighty God, and we are continually trusting in him like never before. We are calling on the name of our King, our Lord, our God. He is our shepherd. So I thank God for each of you this morning. It is prayer time. Press 1 if you have a prayer request, or if you're already on live, you can state your prayer request.
Minister G?
Yes.
Please remember my mother, Valerie Newsom, my mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins, and our family. I just thank God for protecting Jackie and for protecting us. He's so good.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Donna. Yes. Any more?
This is Mariba.
Okay.
I have one. That God would lead me to the right neighborhood and the right house for me to find since I'm here. Yeah.
Okay.
And just, yeah. And I uplift Jamal, his son, and him also, and Deborah, all my family, all of my family, in Jesus' name. Yeah.
Amen.
And I need live in a right neighborhood.
All right, all
nice
right, I got it.
Yeah,
well, I thank God for Marie, but you know, you're talking about Jamal, her grandson. He was my neighbor when he was a little boy. And I remember one time I was scared of lizards, and it was a lizard in my house. And I said, Jamal, can you come and kill this lizard? And he came down there. He said, Miss Caritha, I'm not going to kill him. I'm just going to take him back outside. And look, I saw Jamal grow up. He was grown and had his own child. I'm like, wow, look at the neighborhood is growing. So I thank God for Mariba, for her family, sister Deborah, her daughter. We were neighbors. Mariba lived down the street with them. So I just thank the Lord for, you know, he keeps us in contact. So I bless the Lord for you, Sister Mariba. Any more prayer requests? Press 1 or just state your prayer request.
Wait,
amen. Go ahead.
Okay, pray for me and pray for my family.
You need to do it by the month. The week is too much to keep up with. You need to do it by the month.
You talking to me, Brother David?
Yeah, I'm praying. Well, I'm praying for all of the seniors today. I walked with a guy this morning. He was from Houston, Texas, but he graduated from Raines class of 70. I think it's Felton Griffin. I had a good walk and talk with him this morning because they have the wisdom, and I guess younger people don't seek to get this wisdom, but they lived all these years and they have the wisdom. So I just pray that all young people start finding elderly people that have lived and have wisdom and look for the opportunity to learn from them.
Yes, okay. Thank you. How are you doing?
Say again?
How are you doing?
I'm blessed and grateful. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I thank God for you. I really
thank God for you.
Yes. All right.
What they're doing here in Houston for kids getting the wisdom here is a lot of the kids who have Christian parents are being homeschooled.
Yes,
so
they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here too. All over America, they homeschool. They're pulling them out of those public schools because there's so much chaos and confusion and murders going on in the schools and bullying and attacks against our children. So a lot of parents are educating their own children. So that's good because the Lord told us that. The Lord didn't say send them to school every day and let the school teach them about me. He said parents. Teach them about me from the time they get up to the time they go to bed. So whatever we got to do, I mean, you know, it'd be different if the public schools was teaching them about God, but they not. They took God out the school and let the devil come in. So, Minister Stacy, I did hear you say about your family. I did get that. I heard you. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I did hear it.
Okay. First, my cousin Pearl and my sister Pam. Just pray all the sick in my family. Pray for my sister Pam and my cousin Pearl and my cousin Pete. Just pray for healing. And my niece, Audrey.
Okay.
Amen. Just pray for my family. Amen. Your prayers are powerful, Sister G.
Ooh, that's the Lord. That's how you know it's the Lord, because, baby, I have no power in and of myself, but thank the Lord. I just thank the Lord that he is able. And you know what? I was praying for a young man. He walked in my neighborhood the other day, and the Lord said, he probably was about 20-something. And the Lord said, stop him and pray with him. And I prayed for him and different things I said. He said, how did you know that about my brother? I said, I didn't know that about your brother. I said, I opened my mouth, and the Lord prayed through me. So I thank the Lord that when I open my mouth, he prayed through me because I don't know people. He just telling me to stop these people. I've never met them before. And the other day, I have a testimony too. The other day, I was thinking about this young woman that I met a few years ago in the grocery store in Whole Foods here in Jacksonville. So I called her, and I asked her how she was doing. She said, I'm so glad you thought of me and called me. And don't you know, a day later, I went to Whole Foods, and who did I see? That same young lady that I called to pray for. So, you know, that's God. That's how you know God is in you know, you're alive. So I thank the Lord. Anybody else for a request? Moving right along.
And
press one.
I'll pray for my son.
Okay, say, I got your
son.
Whole family downstairs.
Okay, that's good. I'm just saying you said individual.
Yeah, I got
it.
I got it. Okay. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press one, prayer request. Okay. Well, I don't see anybody else on here that press one for prayer request. I don't want to miss anybody. Okay, hold on. My good friend, my prayer partner Nancy is on with us. Good morning. How you doing, Sister Nancy? Hello? Nancy? Can't hear you.
Good morning. I am doing well. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. How are you doing? Good. I'm glad. How's your mom?
My mom is doing well. My mom went off to West Palm Beach to spend a week with some friends who were missing her. So she's all over the place.
I'm telling you, no grass growing to her feet.
I'm afraid not. She's leaving the grass to me. Praise God.
All right.
Sister G, I just wanted you to pray for me regarding that position in Greenville, North Carolina.
All right. I sure will. Thank you for being on with us. What a privilege it is. Amen.
It's my
pleasure. Anyone else? Prayer request. We're getting ready to pray. All right. Well, I thank the Lord for each of you. My goodness, we had quite a few. We have at least 12 people on here this morning or more. So I thank the Lord. I see people on from New Orleans and Kentucky and Florida and all over the place. So I thank God. Thank God for each of you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down, Lord, burdens down, Lord. Since I lay my burdens down, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank you, Lord, that we can lay our burdens. We can cast our every care upon you because you care for us. What a mighty God you are. You are awesome in the heavens. You are awesome in the earth. And, Father, because we're human, we err. We sin. We commit sins against you, against each other, against ourselves. We ask forgiveness, O Father. And, Lord, we thank you that we could call on your name. You said the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And, Father, we thank you that we could communicate with you, the Most High God. Oh, Father, I thank you that through Jesus we're able to communicate to you, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are in the midst of us. What a great God you are. What an awesome King you are. I just thank the Lord for it. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Lord, we appreciate you. We bless you, oh God. We can't thank you enough for what you're doing in our lives, oh God. And, Father, I thank you for Jackie, for keeping her under the shed of your mighty wings. You are her refuge. You are her protector. You are her shepherd. What a mighty God you are. You kept her, oh God, in the midst of what could have been an incident, oh God. But, Lord, I thank you that you make sure no incidents, no accidents, no mishaps happen to us or our families over the night, over through Independence Day, oh God. And, Father, I thank you, oh God, for protecting Mariba and her family and Jack and her family, oh God, as they could have been a disaster, oh God. But, Lord, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus that we could call on your name. So we call in your name for those who died in the midst or around them, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for comforting the families of those who died yesterday and when Mariba was around, oh God, on the highway and the byways. And, Lord, many people are losing their lives. But, Lord, I thank you that you saw fit to breathe your breath upon us to give us that Zoe life that we needed, oh God. And Father, I just thank you for Jackie and her family. I thank you for her husband and her daughters. I thank you for their families, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for Mariba and her family. I thank you, Father God, for her daughter and for their family. And I thank you, Lord God, for a place to live. Oh, Father God, debt-free. A place, Lord God, where she can lay her head at night and feel safe and protected, knowing that you are over her, knowing that your shadow is over her, and you are protecting her, oh God. And, Father, I thank you that you are God who give us the desires of our heart. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you. Excuse me. When the enemy comes in like a flood, that you raise that standard, oh, God. I thank you that you are our protector in the midst of a dangerous situation, oh, God. And, Lord, I lift up Minister Stacy. Oh, God, I thank you that you healed her from those seizures. We decree and declare she will not have any more seizures, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, what the enemy meant for her harm turned around for her good. And, Lord, I thank you for her husband, for her two girls and her son. I thank you for blessing them in safety and peace. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come against her husband, her children, or her. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for her cousin Pearl and her sister Pam and all those in her family that need the healing, oh God. Send your healing virtue and heal. Get them up out of their bed of affliction, oh God. And Father, we know that the doctors are limited, but we realize that you're an unlimited doctor. You are Dr. Jesus, and you walked the earth, went about doing good and healing those who needed a healing mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Oh, Lord, you said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. And so, Father, I thank you, oh, God, that you are our help, and you are the health of our countenance, oh, God. I thank you for what you're doing for each and every person on Bible Storyland this morning, oh, God. I thank you, Father God, for Minister Donna, oh, God, who faithfully comes on and sings with us weekly, oh, God. Oh, Father, I thank you for Minister Donna Hawkins. And, Lord, you know she's concerned about Mother Newsom and Mother Hawkins. Oh, Lord, as they are elderly women of the Most High. But I thank you that they're still on the battlefield. They are equipped, oh, God. They have learned to do battle against the enemy that tried to come against them many times. But, Lord, you strengthened them. You taught them, oh, God. You taught their hands to war and their fingers to fight. You taught them in the prayer closet, oh, God, how to call on the name of the Most High. And, Lord, I thank you that they're calling. They're still calling on your name, even as senior citizens, oh, God. I thank you, Lord God, for Brother David's request, asking for young people to be around the elderly, so the elderly that are called by your name. Oh, Father God, many elderly are foolish, but I thank you for the wise elderly that call on your name. Those are the wise people, oh, God. Those people like Solomon who called on you, who talked to his son, who gave him wise counsel. He said, listen, my son, don't go out there with people who shedding innocent blood, who are killing people. He said, go the way of the righteous. Keep your feet fastened. Keep your eyes straight on the path. And so I thank you for Solomon teaching his son and his daughter wisdom, oh, God. I thank you for our young people gathering around the wisdom, people of wisdom, the elderly, the mothers and the fathers who you put, oh, God, in the communities, oh, God, who call on your name. I thank you that the young people will not only gather around them, but they will hear and receive the wisdom, oh, God. And we thank you, Father God. Oh, we thank you, Father God, for Sister Nancy, my prayer partner, a great woman of God who intercedes for your people, who intercedes every Tuesday with us for the children, oh, God. And, Father, you already know about the position that you have for her in Greenville, North Carolina, as she flies. Oh, God, I thank you for protection in the air. I thank you that you are everywhere, in the air, on the ground. Oh, God, I thank you for protecting her as she fly there, while she's there, protect her. On the way back, protect her, oh, God. I thank you, Father God, that everything that she leaves will be just the way she left it when she returned, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for favor with everyone she come in contact with, especially as she sit down for the interview. I thank you, Father God, for speaking through her, giving her ready answers, oh, God. Oh, Father, I thank you that she already has the mind of Christ, Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray ahead your protection around everybody on Bible Story Land. I thank you today for Minister Jeannie Ogerman who came on today. I ask you to bless her and her husband and their entire family. I pray for her father who just had a procedure done recently. I pray his quick healing in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you know there are many requests that we have and many requests. Oh, God, and I thank you that you heard even before we called on you for the request. You've already answered. What a mighty God you are. So we bless and honor you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. We give you glory this morning. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving. We honor you, O Most High, because you are doing great and mighty things in our lives, and we just thank you for what you're doing right now. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 All right, it's closing time. Anybody had anything they wanted to say before we close out? All right.
Yes.
It's closing
time.
On Bible Storyland. Yes? Go ahead.
Yes, we just give you thanks. We give God thanks for you and that you continue and be strong in him. In your work, in Jesus' name, and bless everyone that you get on the station. We just thank God for you and all of the listeners that tune in to hear you. In Jesus' name, amen. To hear
amen.
God's thank word.
Marie Bob, we missed you on Tuesday. We've been missing you on Tuesdays praying with us for the children. So we look forward to you coming on as the Lord leads you. Thank God. Thank you for the prayer. All right.
Yeah.
Closing time, closing time. So I'm going to say to you, love on God. Love on him today. Love on him tomorrow. Love on him every day. And, you know, one other thing I want to pray for my surrogate father, Frank Hart, who lost his brother. I pray for his strength in the Lord. He didn't come on today, but I pray his strength in the Lord, that the Lord would strengthen him as he traveled to go to see about his brother's affairs. But I thank God for each of you. So like I said, love on God daily as hard as you can and as long as you can. Love on him with all your heart, soul, and strength. And you already know that God loves you. He loves me, and he wants us. He commands. He don't just desire. He commands us to love on him, to love on him with all of our heart. You know, we give our heart to other things. Sometimes we say, oh, I got to go watch my program. And God may be saying to you, shut the TV off. But you're torn. And who's going to win? I pray righteousness wins over other things. We are to desire God more than our necessary food. So I thank the Lord for Job. He said he desired the words of God's mouth more than his necessary food. But sometimes God will speak to us, but we got so much in our ear, the TV going loud, the radio going loud, the CD player, the DVD player, you know, all these things that keep us from hearing the word of God. Shut them all down and just say, Lord, I'm here to listen to you today. So listen to him and get pen and paper because he'll tell you great and mighty things. He's awesome now. So I thank God for you. I look forward to hearing your precious voice next week. Next Saturday morning will be Family Day. Oh, we got an exciting day planned for you, so come on with us. And I thank God. You know, read the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, the B-I-B-L-E. So don't forget, open it up. Don't let it get dust. Read it while you can. You know, the enemy's trying to stop us from reading the Word of God in America. They're trying to close what they call religion down. But we are strong. We who are strong, we're not going to let them shut it down. No, it's already been prophesied. But we are pleading to God. We ask the Lord to turn those prophecies around that we'll be able to read the Word of God in America all the days of our lives, all the times America is existing. So, I thank the Lord for what he's doing. Blessings to each of you. I love you. You already know God loves you more. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget, fill up on the Word of God. Read it morning, read it in the afternoon, read it in the evening. Pray continuously. Don't stop. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on the name of the Most High God. You say that you love the Lord, show him. Don't just give him lip service. Show him by honoring him, by reading his word, by studying his word. Show that you love God. Don't give lip service. Hallelujah. I love you. Bye.